And welcome back to Sodas or Road.
Welcome back, everyone.
Do you have a soda?
I got a soda here. A clear soda.
Cheers. Hey, cheers.
Cheers.
Well, first of all, thanks for everyone who listens to episode one.
It's been a while since we've seen each other, since we talked.
Dude, it's been like 2 weeks.
It's been a good weekend. One of my friend's sisters got married, so that was cool.
Did you go to the wedding?
I did not go to the wedding because I was out of town, but I went to, there was a party, like a party then later. I went to that Italian theme too.
Obviously, so. The after party with the sodas.
Yeah, some Italian, their honeymoon's in Italy, so they had an Italian themed party and it was pretty sick. The Italian beers are good. Just let everyone know that Italian beers are good. And I was in Italy actually earlier this summer too. So
what are Italian beers?
Peronis. If you like, look up a Peroni, try a Peroni, the best beer ever. You know, I'm not crazy beer drinker.
Yeah, you're not a big beer guy.
No.
But you liked these?
I love them, dude. I love them.
Describe it to me. Describe the texture.
It's like crisp. Like it just goes down smoothly. I don't know how to, like, there's no like weird taste to it.
Hints of flavor. You know those weird IPA reviews and you're like, hints of like fucking trees.
There's hints of like the Amalfi Coast. Just think of the Amalfi Coast.
Oh, I will be thinking. Dude, I went to LA this past week to visit our boy Ketch Colton.
Yes. Shout out Colton.
I caught up with Ketch Colton.
What was the catches like?
For those who don't know, Ketch Colton is our friend from UMaine who was on the track team, and he also creates music, or he produces music, and he goes by Ketch Colton.
Yes.
We don't know what he's running from or why we're catching him yet, but one day we'll know.
He goes by Colt. I didn't know he went by Colton now.
Yeah, that's his more formal name.
Yeah, that's his government.
As for LA, very interesting place.
Give me some insights, man. It seems like, just, I don't know, man. I don't know if I could be out there.
Yeah, so that's why, part of why I went was to film some videos with a female comedian slash like comedy, sketch comedy creator on TikTok. And she also went to UMaine and ran track. What a UMaine track connection we have here. A little trifecta. That's sick. But yeah, that's why I went out there to start. And I also wanted to get a feel for LA to see if it was like a place that I could like live one day, you know,
change of scenery.
Cause there is a lot of opportunity there, like creators wise and whatnot. Very fake was my first initial reaction. The people are pretty fake there. They're like missing something. It's weird, man. They're just kind of blank. It's the money, you think?
I think, dude, if you just, you just have everything handed to you. I feel like the people you meet there that are like the real ones are the ones that work real hard for what they got.
A lot of people are status chasing. So it's like they want to bang someone or film with someone or meet someone just to get something out of them or use them.
Uh-huh.
Just to climb the ladder of the social ladder, or like the fame ladder, which is not a great culture.
It's not a great way to live at all.
If I do go there, what I was thinking is like, I need to make sure I bring my crew, like a loyal crew with me that I know is going to like have my back, like wheels that, you know, like people are going to have your back and not fuck you over. Cause there's clearly a lot of that going on.
Some serious fuckery going on, eh?
Weird vibe, but there is a lot of cool people at the same time and cool opportunity. Like, you know who I did meet actually, or I didn't per se meet him. We had like a little big swinging dick off at the gym. Taylor Holder.
Oh.
Who has a lot of controversy behind his name right now.
Does he? I don't know. You're going to have to film
him. Yeah, I didn't know either. So I see him. He's obviously a TikToker. He had a boxing match.
Yeah, I know he was a TikToker, but I didn't know. I'm not really big on those kind of guys.
He lost his boxing match. Actually looked pretty good in comparison to the other talkers. But yeah, I'm at the gym. I'm at Gold's Gym. Obviously, you go to LA, like you go to, it's the Meathead Gym, right? It's also the poor gym, I found out. so it's only, it's $60 a month to go to Gold's Gym. And then all the other gyms are like fucking crazy money. Like there's a lot of gyms that are like $1,500 to go to because they want private sessions and shit.
$1,500 a month?
Yeah. There's like private gyms that are like $1,500 a month to go to. It's crazy. So, but Gold's Gym, yeah, it's like Meathead. So I went in there just not expecting to see anyone famous. Like, Catch Colton told me, like, you're not going to catch any famous people here. It's just going to be, like, you know, the normal Joes, like us. So I'm like, I'm not normal. You know, I was insulted that he called me normal and average.
Yeah, dude, you're a giraffe.
I'm like, catch. Catch, come on, man. But, yeah, I'm just at this, like, a little turf section there. It's in, like, Hollywood area, this gym. And there's, like, a little turf section where, like, there's squat racks and mirrors. I was doing trap bar deadlift, obviously. And this guy comes in, and Colt's like, hey, I think that's Taylor Holder. I was like, you're right, that is him. He puts, like, this bandana on, you know, naturally. And I'm doing shoulder press and trap bar. And he just kept, like, looking. I would be, like, looking in the mirror at my form and whatnot. And he just kept, like, looking at himself in the mirror over me, kind of like checking himself out, like, often in the mirror. Like, he was, you know, in those, like, TikTokers clearly loved himself.
Yeah, obviously.
Filming himself, like, dancing and winking and smiling at the camera a lot. And he's just like over my shoulder. I'm like doing shoulder press. And every time I, like, pressed up, it would, like, go in his face. I'm like, sorry, am I blocking your view? Do you want, like, do you want a better view of yourself? Or do you want, like, it was super weird. I'm like, like, move over there and look at yourself in the mirror, you know? Strange vibe.
That is strange, man. Dude, I wonder what he's saying at Gold's Gym. Maybe he's just, maybe he's broke.
Well,
is he going through some financials?
I guess he's going through some shit right now. Like, people are not happy with him in the scene. Some stuff with girls we won't get into, but I guess, I guess it's not a good look for him right now. I don't know what's true and what's not, but yeah, some accusations on the boy there.
Let him figure out his own accusations.
But anyways, LA, interesting place. I filmed some more sketch videos. That's kind of what I've been doing, been filming. You know what I was thinking too about filming-wise? Like, whenever, or even next summer, like right after postseason, I might start planning it now to, like, get a crew and go somewhere, like, pick location. Maybe it's LA, maybe it's not. Maybe it's just, like, a fun, like, maybe it's Florida, wherever it is. Get a crew, go a two-month Airbnb, film content, live with the boys, live with a fun crew, just make shit, and then dip back to, like, wherever, and then save up money again, and then maybe do it as a continuous cycle until it's, like, a full-time gig.
Yeah, that's a good vision.
It's also cool, even if it is a full-time gig, to do that. Just to pick a spot, go 2 months there, go back, save up, pick another spot, go 2 months there. That's, like...
You know what my friend, the one whose sister got married, actually, in his bedroom, he has a sign on his door that says, every year, go to a place you've never been before.
Exactly.
I actually saw that. I've seen it a while, but when I actually looked at it and thought about it, like, makes sense, man. Like, no, a lot of good things come out of going somewhere you've never been before, meeting new people.
No, that too, like, you get new inspiration, like, when you're in different areas. It gets stale, like, if you're in the same place all the time. So, like, I come home here for a few months in the summer, and, like, even my editing process gets stale because I'm in the same location all the time. Gets stale. Like, when I'm on month three, whatever, month four even, it's just like, fuck, man, I need, like, a change up. And, like, you go switch locations, all of a sudden, like, you get tons of new ideas for videos. Yeah,
and the juices just are from, flowing. Like,
yeah, just from experiencing new, like, scenery, you're seeing different things, experiencing new people, different, like, it's just a whole thing. You get inspiration, you find new ideas. Like, places like, oh, like, 2 months we go to LA, 2 months we go to Tampa, 2 months Nashville, you know, 2 months Chicago, just bouncing.
Like, I think that's a move.
Who knows, maybe we expand over to the European colonies.
Yeah, if you think about it too, like, if you get, like, five people to do it and get an Airbnb, you're almost paying less than is if you had a rent, because you can kind of get away with squeezing a couple extra guys in an Airbnb rather than living there. I don't know. I'm just thinking outside the box. That's on my bucket list. I want to start doing that
after this hockey season.
So we're going to talk further about that.
We will be talking.
I might have to take you out of your homeland for a couple months.
I know, man. I need to get out of here. I need to get a visa, man. I need to get a visa to work in the U.S. So that's a thing.
Yeah, that's true.
But you could sponsor me for one. Get a corporate, a little company going, an LLC.
Yeah, I actually have been thinking about doing so. I have to do so, actually.
Well, you would have to if you wanted me to be a valuable asset in the U.S.
Yeah.
Outside of school months.
Technically, like, I think because I do, like, YouTube, like, it's not an LLC, but it is, like, a It is a business.
Yeah, well, definitely.
Yeah. Hold on one sec.
I'm sure you could figure it out.
You're in a pod. Say that
again. Said I'm sure we figured it out. Who was that?
It's my mother.
Oh.
What were you saying?
I was saying we could figure it out. I'm sure it would work. I mean, I wouldn't mind getting out of here, making money some other type of way.
Yeah, exactly.
I was also thinking too, like, if I go wherever I'm going, I feel like I could find someone in the hockey world, like, and for like side money to have like that steady paycheck on top.
Dude, you gotta have a camp or something, dude.
Like hockey, right? Just coach skills, you know? Just be like, hey, can you hire me for a couple months here? I'm in a gig and we just coach hockey as like during the day, like during a couple hours of the day, make a few bucks.
Yeah, well, you got a platform. You played some professional games. Like, you'd exactly. Be able to, it's just, that's what people do.
Hey, no, exactly. So that's a plan I hope to start next summer. And if anyone out there listening is in a cool part of the United States that you think we should come to, tell me why and where. Oh, also, before we get further into the podcast, the Q&As. We're going to be doing exclusive Q&As where I answer all of your questions, and Wheels will be on there too answering the questions. But I'll answer every single one, and they will be posted exclusively on the Patreon. So I'm going to put a comment at the top, pinned here at the bottom of the video, and just ask any question that you want, and it will be answered in the exclusive Patreon. Also, we will be going on to Apple and Spotify audio versions as well for those who don't doing the video, or you're trying to listen while driving and it's easier on the audio or whatever it may be, because I got a few DMs requesting that. So we'll be going to Spotify, Apple, whatever else audio platforms.
Speaking on that, dude, I feel like for how long our video was, like 50 minutes long, like the amount of views we got on it for 50-minute video is pretty solid, no, for a podcast?
Yeah, it was pretty solid. We got 2,000 so far.
I think some podcasts I listen to, like I listen to on like the podcast app, whatever, but when like I go to their YouTube, their videos are less than 1,000 views.
Definitely saw it. Like, it's a pretty good starting point, I'd say. And that was only the first one. So hopefully the more we post, the more you guys will get into it. Obviously, I'm kind of rebooting my YouTube page in a way here, but.
Rebranding.
Stick with it.
Yeah, exactly. A little rebranding.
A little reface, rebrand.
Yeah, a little step backward to go forward. But we'll be continuing. Staying consistent, sorry, there we go. And every month, 2 episodes at least, and maybe a third on a Patreon going forward here.
I'm going to have to start writing notes about everything I do during my time off, so I could fill you in. Some encounters I go through at school.
No, you have to. The college life, you go through so many funny interactions.
Yeah, there is. We'll see how it goes this year. Well, definitely, yeah. Last year was funny interaction pretty much every day.
So here, segment, the Strugs Boots segment this week. I actually have a Strugs Boots segment. I found a video or an article on the web that I thought fit very well into Strugs Boots. I came upon an article last night actually, and it was about these kayakers in California who were engulfed in a whale's mouth. They were going for a kayak, and a whale came up, and like the kayak was in the mouth. I'll actually put the video on here so the viewer can see it. Yeah, but for the audio version, I'm describing it. They went in the whale's mouth, and it like slid out, and they like went underwater and flipped.
Are they alive still?
They're alive, yeah. So the best part of it was I go on, and there was... Dude, like, just a classic interviewer interviewing these people about almost getting eaten by a whale.
Julie, did you think at any point that you were going to end up in the belly of a whale?
Sure, like, yeah. It was actually a lifelong goal of mine to end up in the belly of a whale. You know, in the early days, it kind of seemed like it was out of reach. But as I got older and kept working towards the goal, I thought, maybe one day I will. And that was today, so. Very grateful.
I can't believe you'd even do an interview after that. But imagine, like, that's how you die, is just like in a whale.
Yeah, and I feel like it's a slow death, because if they just swallow you down, you're just hanging out.
I don't think you would die until like you got into like their stomach and like all the acid and shit.
What if you just stayed alive in a whale's
How about, what if you like stayed alive and like something happened, like when you're like a day into it, and you're like just like living, like nothing's happened. You're there with your boy that was on the you're on the kayak with. You're just vibing in there.
You guys are cracking jokes in there, making laughs.
Like there's just a big jar, and you're like, whoa, what happened? You gotta shake it up, and a whale just saw a fisherman just caught a whale, and they kind of cut it open, save you, dude. Imagine you just get saved like that.
They rip open the whale, they pop it open, and you guys are like playing cards in there. And like, what are you playing? Like, oh, go fish. You're like, you got any twos? You're like, oh, boys.
Species in there too. Like, they eat. I feel like they eat a lot of fish. Like,
no, for sure.
You don't think you would you not be able to climb out of a whale's gullet?
I don't think so. But I feel like it's spacious in there. You know, you have room to live.
The whales are huge. They're like large. No, like large.
No, they're very large. And I don't know. You could make a life in there, maybe.
Like 100 feet. What do you say?
I don't know if they're that big, but they're wide. Like, they're wider than a shark.
They're grizzled for sure.
And then I saw the picture of the two people. And don't they just scream? Like, I accidentally got eaten by a whale yesterday.
Wow.
Like, oops. I can hear it. I can, like, see it in their face. Like, oh my God, I was kayaking, got eaten by a whale.
Where was this again? Sorry?
San Luis Obispo Bay.
I don't know.
Yeah, and they just got gulfed up.
Wow. That sucks, dude.
That's rough, right?
Kayaking just sucks in general. I've kayaked a few times. I kayaked once this year, and it sucked.
I kind of like it. It's a good arm pump.
It is an arm pump. It's also a back workout.
You can take a life jacket off and just kind of pump around. Like, maybe you kayak past a few girls, and you're just like,
why do you kayak like this, dude? You kind of like...
No, that's a canoe, bro. You're in a canoe. Kayak has the two ends.
Dude... No, dude.
Yes.
I was not in a canoe. I was in a kayak, and I was like going like this. Dude, like I had like.
You had the single paddle.
No, I had two I had two on each side. I was just like go like this.
They make a stick, with two ends. So you hold it in the middle, and you just go like this.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. But I don't think that's kayaking, dude.
That's kayaking, bro. I kayak all the time. I'm an experienced kayaker.
Jeez.
I just have never gotten eaten by a whale while doing it. Never say never.
I don't live anywhere near an ocean, but I mean, I live near the lake, Lake Huron. Big shout out.
Yeah, yeah. I kayak on a lake as well, isn't that like a? No, I'm pretty sure that is like a kayak paddle.
Oh no way!
I have another video I found that I thought would be kind of funny. You know who Joe Santagato is?
Yep, know him.
Pod guy.
Does he not do YouTube anymore?
Yeah, no, he does, but. He started as a YouTuber, obviously, and now he moved on to mostly podcasting and like some YouTubing with his friends. But he posted this clip of a podcast. You know the boys who are like, yo, we should start a podcast. Or like, I'll just play it and then I'll let you react to it.
Real thing, and it's not satire, because I went through the account and watched a bunch of the clips. This is a real thing. Three guys on a podcast.
It's just so exhausting waking up every day and fucking winning. It's every day. It's incredible.
It's not easy being a man.
It's so true, though. Like, the more I learn and just, like, everything that we've talked about right now, like, this energy, this just, like, fucking quirked up, go to it with the sauce, pure conviction. I'm going to wake up every fucking morning and just apply force.
It sounded bad.
I have e-commerce in my bio type vibes. I started a pyramid scheme starter kit.
They must be strugs, eh? No, clearly not. Clearly they're happy, I guess, or they're putting on a good front.
That reminded me of a story once. I was hanging with a crew of guys kind of like that.
Yeah.
They have a very, and I'm not even knocking their business, but they have a very like bro type thing. And they're like, they kind of were doing like the Vegas trip was like their initiation with like the company.
Yeah.
And we were going to the club that night. It was like post, I want to say it was post McGregor fight. And we're just hanging out like random casino, like getting like chicken tenders, like eating. And like their leader steps up and he's like, boys, eat now. because you're probably not going to eat for the next 18 hours. And then everyone was like, yeah. And he's like, let's go get laid. Like, and they're all like screaming to each other. And it kind of reminded me of that. And so Neil, my brother's there with me, and like they were doing it, and we're just kind of sitting there like, yep, like fucking rights, boys. And then we kind of thought about it. We were like, he goes, you just said 18 hours? Like, why are they not going to eat for 18 hours? You know what I mean? He's like, he says it. I'm like, dude, that's a valid question. Like, how hard are you partying that you're not going to eat for the next 18 hours?
That's brutal, man.
Like, are you going to be at the club for fucking almost a full 24?
it closes. They realize that, right?
That's like 4 p.m. the next day. He's just like...
And it's... Dude, it closed at like 4 a.m., I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
They were buzzing 18 hours. Just the boys, eh?
The boys.
Oh, I got a Strugs boot section I can talk about here.
Fuck yeah, let's hear it.
Well, it was like the weekend after our first pod, like a few days later. And it was... Like me, it was basically a couple of my friends and like some guys that like my friends are friends with, like, but I know them. Like, I wouldn't say like I'm close with them, but like we were like all hanging out together one night and like we're at buddy's house, like just chilling. And I was like, let's go. It was first Friday. So like, I was like, let's go to like out to eat, like get a few drinks, go to the casino, like go around the bars, whatever. So my night basically went from, it was like, I was sitting in this guy's house, then I went, these guys came over, so it's like 9, and then we're there for an hour and a half. I'm starving, like I'm basically on this 18 hour trip of not eating. It was more like 2 hours, but I was starving. Anyways, I'm like, let's go to the casino. So we go to the casino at 10:30, because I don't know why 10:30. I wanted to go at like way earlier, but my friend was like, no, we'll go at 10:30. So I'm like, all right, we'll go. So we go at 10:30. The website lied to us. Said it was open till midnight. It was the restaurant was closed in the casino. So I was like, all right, fuck it. Like, give me, I say to three of the boys, I was like, give me 15 minutes and in the casino and I'll be out.
Yeah.
So I go into the casino literally for like 10 minutes, like just playing blackjack. And I was up, like I doubled my money. And then I don't know what happened. I was out of all my money. It does that to you. So then I was like, all right, like I'm leaving. I go out to the parking lot, dude. And they left. I was there by myself. They left. And I called them. I was like calling. I was like freaking out. I was like, can you guys come like pick me up? Like I was pretty mad, man. I was yelling.
Dude, you don't leave your boy.
And I was like, are you serious? So they didn't come back. Luckily, one of my friends like got me and then brought me like home. And then I ended up going out to like this bar in town and like met up with like some with completely other people, like completely different people. I was pissed, dude. I said, give me 15 minutes. And the thing is, they all could have came into the casino with me. I mean, I was only mad at like one person out of all of them, because there's only one person that like I was super close with that could have came and picked me up. Like, I wasn't mad at anyone else. It was just them. Like, I don't know, the one person. Like, why do you have to leave, man?
Yeah, dude. Is that hands worthy? Like, is that on site, as they say? Do you toss mitts?
I would have been yelling at him like on, like I wouldn't have. No hands worthy at all. But no, I don't think that's hands worthy.
What would your friend have to do for you to fight him? Like your best bud.
For me to go home. But like the thing is, if I were to go like one of my best buds, I think like after the fight, it would just be like we're just friends. Like there's no bad blood, you know?
Yeah, you shake hands, you're like good scrap.
Yeah, I've never been in a fight though, that's a thing.
No?
Like, on like out like just like
out and about.
I honestly don't know if I ever would fight one of my friends, man.
What if like one of your friends banged your sister?
It depends. I don't have a sister, no.
But like if you did.
I don't know, man. It would depend, dude. It would really, I don't think.
Yeah, I would probably chuck mittens.
I would get mad if he like did something bad to her though. Yeah. That's when I'd probably throw hands then if he did something bad to her.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't think I'll ever be in that situation. I don't think I'll ever have a sister unless like I got something coming I don't know about with my family.
A little late. Speaking of banging and sex, I was thinking recently about this, because like I was listening to podcasts about like Jake Paul, and he's claiming how he does not have sex before fights, like in the whole training camp, he's just like he just doesn't have sex.
Yeah, what do you say? He went like 8 months without having.
Yeah, and this gets me thinking, like, because guys have different strategies about like game, like it's different with hockey season. You can't just not have sex the whole hockey season, you know.
Some guys do it.
Imagine if you went the whole hockey season without having sex. The anger and testosterone that would be on the ice. Like, you think it's an aggressive sport already?
I don't know. I think some people don't, dude.
The whole year? Well, like, if they're celly, you know, celibate.
I mean, there's a few guys you've played with that didn't.
That were celly, yeah, but they weren't angry fellers. They were, like, weirdly calm.
It could be done. I don't know.
Maybe you just hit, like, a point where it's, like, you don't have sex for so long that you just get super calm. It goes like...
What if you just never had sex before? You're a virgin. I don't think you know what it's like.
Yeah, but you definitely have built up testosterone. Like, you're human.
Yeah, but exactly. So I think that'd be good, man.
Yeah, but if I went the whole year, I think I'd be like headbutting walls and shit. I think I'd be a psychotic fuck if I just never had sex or never like jerked it like the whole hockey season. Full 70 games. It's like fucking 7 months. That's a lot of months. 8 months.
Yeah, fuck. It's a while.
So I do. I partake during the season. I do.
Yeah, that's valid.
Dude, I do. I am sad.
You dog.
But what is your strategy? So like when you were playing hockey or if you had, do you still run track?
No.
Fuck that shit. And, what is your strategy? Would you bang the night before? Would you bang on game day? Like what?
Let's just say this past fall when I was playing, I was active during the C's.
Yeah, of course you were active during the C's, but like, night before?
No. Oh, yes, maybe. No, because we usually played Thursday nights, and like we played Thursday nights, so Wednesday night, not really, man. Like I no. And, like I was also living at home. Like, what am I gonna do on a Wednesday night with my dad here?
Yeah, that's fair.
And shout out to my dad, he's probably watching.
My rule, so I used to be a hardo, right? And then when I had the girlfriend in college, like she would come up for the weekend and she'd want to bang, obviously. I mean, like,
yeah, look at you.
Duh. And no, I'm just kidding. But she would be like, yeah, like trying to do it. And I'd be like, no.
You wouldn't on the weekends.
I used to be more hardo because it'd be like, we played Friday, Saturday in college. And I'd be like, no, we have to wait till after the game Saturday. I need to maximize my energy on the ice. You know, I have to make sure I'm efficient.
Make sure your strides are cutting through the ice.
Sure. Make sure I have maximum energy and focus for the game. That is my main goal.
So every weekend, basically from October until May, you just, no.
Like I wouldn't do it only on Saturday night, and she would be there Sunday and I would do it then too, but I wouldn't do it Friday, Saturday before, or Friday night and before the game Saturday.
So you went Thursday either then, if she was there?
Yeah, exactly. So it would be Thursday and Friday.
So you'd be Thursday, Friday, Saturday until about Saturday night, yeah, after the game.
So that was, I was like really hard about it. And then when I'm pro, because you play so many games, like I was more lenient. I tried out some different strategies a bit, you know? Yeah. And I'm also just not a hardo anymore. Like I didn't have a girlfriend my senior year, but I wasn't so like strict about, but I would try out. So this year, like sometimes your girl's there, it's game day. You get a little feisty in the bed, like a pregame nap by accident. You know, you're like, shit, like I can't wait till post game to unleash this. Like, what am I going to do? Like if I'm on the ice and I'm just getting random bones in the, in the cup, or like you're getting a random bone when the Zamboni's going, you're like, you know, you don't want that. So I'm like, fuck, I have to unleash it now. And I would just do it on, you know, game day, pregame nap. And then I would nap for a couple hours, a few hours go by and I go play. I felt fine.
It's definitely not that bad. It's not as bad as swimming in a pool before.
No, not even close.
I got a question. Maybe you've definitely been around more guys, but has anyone spanked like during intermission? Do you know of?
Not that I know of, no.
Would you ever?
No. Would you? No. You're having a bad game. You're just so mad. You're like, fuck, something needs to change. Boys, I'm going to hit the private bathrooms quick.
Dude, I don't know, man.
Just fill in the blank, like Stewie maybe is on the squad and he's having a bad day. You're like, Stewie, you good? He's like, yeah, I'll be right back, boys. I'm having a bad game. I got to go clear my head a little bit. And all of a sudden you just hear like fucking spanking and like aggressive shit going on in the stall. Just to clear his head a little bit, he comes back in. Sorry, boys, just let off some steam in there. I'm good now. Stewie, like, we heard you, man.
There's definitely been some that's done it.
Oh, 100%.
And there's some that's probably religious about it that you just don't, that is like...
Dude. Obviously, like there's so many people in the world that play sports and hockey. Like people are doing that during intermission. We just don't know about.
Oh, definitely. Did you see the guy in the baseball game that like his phone came out of his back pocket in the MLB game?
I did see that.
Imagine you had your phone like in your glove.
That'd be hilarious.
You're like on the bench, like snapping your ear.
You seen guys like the guy got exposed. The kid would like in the locker room in intermission. He was like, or maybe on the bench even, like snapping his girl.
Dude, on the bench is excessive, but like if you're intermission, like, and you're not playing, like if you're playing like the highest level, then don't do it. But like if you're playing like not the highest level, like who cares?
Yeah, that's fair. But if you imagine you're in a game on the bench and you're just like, toss me my phone.
Like, no, I wouldn't do that. Like, unless you're playing like house league, maybe, like that's fine. Or like a low level travel league, like
that'd be funny. But as for sex before the game, I'll do it the night before now. No problem. I'm energized the next day.
Maybe midday though before the game.
I'd say I prefer not to do it day of.
But it's happened.
But it's happened and I've felt okay. I can feel like a slight lack of energy, but I felt okay. Like definitely prefer not to though.
You ever shower before a game, like at the arena?
No, I'm not one of those guys. I don't pregame shower at the rink.
Fair enough.
I actually don't even pregame shower in general.
You don't?
I used to. I used to think it had an effect, but it was a placebo. I've realized all I need to do before a game is make sure I nap.
Uh-huh.
The games are at night. So my game day routine, like, I go to bed whenever I wake up. You have to go to the fucking rink, of course, some morning shit. And then you come back home. I chill. I eat or whatever time I eat. I sleep for like an hour and a half to 2 hours every single game day. And then I get up. I get ready, I go to the rink, and I play. So it's like I'm waking up and playing the game midday or in the morning rather than it being late at night. Because I used to not nap, and I would feel terrible. Like those college games are at night and stuff. Like I would feel garbage, bro, because I wouldn't nap. Then I realized all I have to do, just get some shut-eye during the day.
Yeah, shut-eye works, man.
There is points because like I don't sleep much after a game, like I'm just like energized. Like I'll go to bed at like 4 a.m., 5 a.m.
After when I was playing this year for the first time in a while, like it's weird, man. I just wasn't tired after. Like you're just buzzing. I think
you're. It's like weird. Your body's tired and your mind like is racing. Yeah,
you're just analyzing.
Exactly, and you're just thinking, going. It's wild. So I'll be up to like 4 or 5 a.m. after a game. And then, and if you play the next day, obviously that sucks. So there, I'm a little better about it now. Like in college, there were times like I would wake up, I'd go to bed at like 5 a.m., wake up for pregame meeting at like 9, 10, go back and sleep for like 4 hours on game day. People would be like, do you nap? I'm like, I don't fucking nap. Like I sleep. Like I have a full night's sleep.
You have a serious rest.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, seriously.
Has there been a time? I know there's a few couches in the Black Bear facilities for the players. You ever sleep on one of those couches like before a game? Or?
No, I'm not that guy.
I wonder. I'll have to ask around when I get back if anyone's done it.
I've seen people do it. Robbins. Robbins used to do it. Brendan Robbins. We would have pregame meal, I think it was. And instead of going back, he would just go there and like nap for an hour. In there, he bring his suit to the rink for pregame meal.
For what? What's he gonna bring his suit for? He's already there.
No, you have to wear it before the game.
Where? What? He's already there though.
Yeah. So we go to the rink. Exactly. Just put your getcha on, right? So he would go to the rink for the meal, and like say we had to be there 2 hours after the meal. He would go down in the lounge, is it like the hangout area, and like he would sleep on the couch for an hour, say, then put his suit on in there and walk over to the locker room.
He'd walk down the stairs in the build in the center, like down the stairs, you know, stairs that go right to like the weight room.
Oh, so we have a lounge down the next to the gym, or we had that one.
Yeah. Okay. What?
Yeah. So
why would he just put his?
You do have to wear it after, so that's fair.
But like, why would he just leave it there and then like he just pulls up in street clothes for the meal, then like goes down, crashes, wakes up just. And then you're there, dude. Like, no, like what?
There wasn't a lot of science behind it now that I think about it.
No, I don't know.
You know what else he used to do that was funny? He had a car. His car speakers didn't work, but he wanted to get the pregame like amp pump going in his ears. So we would see him driving and he would have headphones in while driving. Just buzzing to the rink with his headphones.
I've seen people do that on the highways and stuff.
At least, yeah, it wasn't the highway.
I used to didn't have a car speaker like in my old car, not my new one now. But in the old car, and I would just put a Beats pill in there. You know the Beats pill that I have?
That makes much more sense than wearing headphones.
Yeah. Headphones is like a bit of a liability.
Super, super liability. Like, if you can't hear anyone coming.
Okay, so would you rather have a blind driver or a deaf driver? Obviously, you'd go deaf, but like someone was, one of my friends that I work with actually told me that his dad played a prank on him. You know those things in the road, like that, like bump your car up, not like speed bumps, but like there's like little holes in the road and like you go over them on the high, on the side of the highways. Like if you go outside the lines, yeah, they have those like on main roads to like slow you down when you go to stop signs. And my buddy's dad told them that when he was younger that they're for blind people to know there's a stop sign coming.
Tell me your buddy thought that his whole life.
Until he did his driver's test, basically.
What a dope.
Like 8 years later.
Did he like, they're like, so, like, what are these for? He's like, oh, these are for blind people so they know when to stop. And the guy's like, no, you fail.
Yeah, no. But
I don't know, what a guy. He thinks it's fucking Braille.
Yeah.
It's his STOP in Braille and this stuff. Oh, what a guy.
Yeah, it's classic. Jeez, that's crazy.
As far as pregame things, the worst thing you could do before a game or skating is swimming in a pool. 100%.
I don't know, man. There's got to be something worse. How about some guys that I like played with would like work construction during the day before the game and like all day, like from like 6 a.m. until like 4 p.m. and go to the rink?
That's nonsense, bro.
I think I'd rather go sit in a hot tub for an hour than do that.
I wouldn't even do homework.
So I used to take Epsom salt baths, and though I feel like though every time I did that, I played horrible.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. I've never felt worse, like jelly legs wise, than swimming before a game.
Like a night before too. You think? How long do you think you need?
Day before, like our trainer would do like pool regens at Maine, where he would like go in the pool and do like a dynamic in the pool, like the day before a game. I would never feel worse the next day. I would be so mad every time we do it. I would do the bare mini in the pool. You can't avoid it. You kind of have to do it, right? Like they're telling you to do it. So it's like, it sucks. But like some guys felt benefits. Like I just thought it was the worst. I hate it. Like
maybe it's a mindset thing, dude.
Maybe. But I do know the day of, if I'm swimming, like my legs are jelly.
Well, yeah, I hope you wouldn't be purposely going for a swim.
Yeah. Dude, go for a swim though. Like go tread water 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and then later that day, next day, you'll be sore as fuck. I'm telling you, if you don't swim a lot.
Yeah, I swim down every day, like down by, there's like the Blue Water Bridge, which is like connects us in Michigan. You float down, you can float down because the current's so strong, and I go like every day. But when I first did it, when I came back from school, like I was hurting for about a week, my legs. Because it's all treads. It's treads for like 15 minutes.
Yeah, you don't want to tread too long. That will fuck your legs up.
No.
No, yeah, it's bad. It's bad, bad boots. Strugs. You'll be Strugs boots.
Dude, heavy wheels.
Yeah. heavy fucking Simons.
Heavy Simons. Jeez, that's good.
That's one thing I like about pro too, is so like in a college season, like it's very, you don't have as much freedom because they're trying to like teach you still in a way. Like they want to shape you to be a pro or like shape you for life. They're really like, it's very structured in so many ways. So we would like have the pregame meal. I'm going to complain about too many meals right now, but even like the dynamics and whatever you have to do the pregame dynamic. You have to do this. You have to go to breakfast. You have to go to lunch. You have to go to the brunch snack. So I would wake up and so I would gain weight during the season, because you would have breakfast, midday snack, and then lunch. And it's too hard. Like, you see the food in front of you. It's hard not to eat anything, you know? And you have to wake up. So I would gain, like, 5 to 10 pounds in the season sometimes because of that. When you're a pro, you eat whenever you want, like, whatever you want. And, like, on the road even, they give you per diem. Or, like, maybe there's a lunch pregame meal. That's it. They don't do breakfast. It's the one meal. So it's much more freedom to know your body. And you wake up, you know how much you have to eat. Like you've done this already. You know what your body needs before the game, and you know what dynamic you want to do. It's all on your own. So I love that about pro. I don't gain weight. I know I maintain the same exact weight the whole year in pro because I know exactly how to eat. A lot of like old fashioned coaches, even not even old fashioned, like coaches now will tell you like, make sure you get 2 to 3 meals before the game. Like it's garbage for me. I wake up, I don't eat breakfast on game day. I might eat like a protein bar if we have morning skate. I'll eat a protein bar before, that's it. I don't eat the full meal until midday. It's the only meal I'll eat. Maybe I have a protein bar in the locker room before too. That's all I do, and I love that freedom.
You're light stummy.
Exactly.
How many games would you say from Maine to Maine, I guess? Two different Maine teams? Like from Maine, from Black Bears to Mariners, that you just had to shit the entire game?
Ooh. That happened a couple times, dude. Dude, there was one time, I forget when this was. I want to say it was at UMaine, and I had the shits. No, you know when this was? It was in U18 split season.
Okay.
I was going out for the face-off, and I was getting the shits, and my stomach started hurting so badly that I was, like, cramping over. I was like, dude, I can't play a shift right now. And I went back to the bench. I was like, coach, I have the shits. I got to go off the ice right now and take a shit. I went to the locker room quick and let it loose.
You ever played ill, like throwing up like the night before, the day before, and then go play that night?
Not throwing up, but like I've played very sick, like fevers a lot. It's not good. It's not good for your body at all.
No.
This year I had to play. It was when I got called up. So when I got called up to Springfield, there was a sickness going around there and I caught it. So I played the games that week. And so we played Tuesday, Thursday. We were in Charlotte for Springfield. So I play Tuesday and I start getting sick. I'm like, shit, I'm coughing, I'm hacking. I get like a little fever. Take Advil. I play the game Thursday and I make do. I'm like, all right, last game of the week. They won't have me play tomorrow. If I get shipped back to Maine, they'll play me Saturday. I fly in Friday morning to Maine. I play Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 3-3. I played 5 games in 6 days. I was sick the whole time.
You probably had like 6 apples though in Springfield.
Weirdly enough, it was my best weekend for Maine this year.
Really?
Yeah, I had like 6 points or something in the 3 games.
Average weekend?
Also, a clip I'm sending you right now, I want to show. I want to expose. So you guys know the movie The Mighty Ducks, obviously. Every hockey guy knows The Mighty Ducks. So when I was a kid, I thought they were the greatest movies in the world. There's nothing wrong with these movies. I watched them back in 2020 in the fall because I was going to film a hockey movie and I was kind of curious and I started watching all these hockey movies. I watched the Mighty Ducks movies back. Why not? I had some laughs. One thing I noticed about it is that their stunt doubles were different stick. They shot different ways than the guy. So in particular... This scene, like if you watch the first scene here of Luis Mendoza's breakaway in D2 and he finally stops, he starts as a righty when it's the stunt double, zooms in to him, he's a lefty, and he switches back to righty when it zooms out and then it goes back to him at the net and he's a lefty again.
So he's a righty. Now he's a...
How wild. Imagine being that ambidextrous that you can just switch hands mid-skate, mid-breakaway.
And curve.
And curve. Guys throwing you sticks from the bench.
Dude, what's up with these guys not wearing Buc-ee's on the bench either?
Yeah, that's hilarious. And in their visors, you would just tilt. They would just tilt them up. Like, there was no buckle.
How about the scene after about when the goalie takes the knuckle puck and the puck's, like, going and it's, like, just going straight at the goalie and then the goalie somehow ends up on his knees?
Dude, there was poor choreographing on that.
Yeah, wow.
That's lazy. Like, get a stunt double who shoots lefty. I'm sure there was plenty of them there.
In Miracle on Ice, I think they did their, like, the people that were playing the game were actually the actors.
Some cases. So, to touch on, to end this up, if you go watch the Mighty Ducks movies, that happens the whole movie. All three of them.
How is it, like, these kids not able to play hockey in a hockey movie? Like, don't...
Yeah, so what they did there... is they hire stunt doubles for the guys who can't play. Like Keenan Thompson cannot play hockey. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so, and obviously that guy, they get the actor to play and then in the stunt double. So I actually, that Miracle, I actually know the guy a bit who did the choreographing. Yeah. He's very good. And that's why Miracle looks good, because he had real hockey players. Whether it be that they casted real hockey players to play the guys, which they did in a lot of cases, or they hired the correct stunt double.
So
the movie I was in that got like postponed indefinitely, all the guys who they casted played hockey at one point in their life. They did have a couple stunt doubles for the lead actors because they made sure they needed the acting. there, and then like they were gonna play and mix in like if they needed to look a little better for one shot because the kid hadn't played in a long time, they would use a stunt double. Miracle, they hired like that guy who played
Jack O'Callaghan. He went to Maine.
Yeah, he went to Maine. They were real hockey players, and they taught them to act rather than the other way around.
Yeah,
looks a lot better.
It's a good movie.
Jim Craig, fun fact, the guy told me. His name's Chris Nelson, by the way, the choreographer. The guy who choreographed the whole hockey thing. He's worked on a few movies, Miracle, The Tooth Fairy. Actually, the new season of Mighty Ducks, like their new TV show, season 2, he did the choreographing. It's not out yet. He's done a lot of hockey movies like over the years. But yeah, his name's Chris Nelson. He played at Wisconsin. Great guy. Was a great hockey player. He said, fun fact, the actor Jim Craig, the guy who played Craig, never stepped on the ice. The only time he was on the ice was at that end scene where he like pops his bucket off when they like, when they won or something. Like he pops his helmet off.
Yeah.
That's it.
That is way more doable though as a goalie. Like his the mask that he was wearing in it, you would never be able to tell who's behind it in the movie. So like that would make sense. Like I would, yeah.
If it's a far shot though, you're not going to notice if it's a far angle.
No.
Yeah, at least make them like catch or shoot with the same hand.
Yeah, that's wild.
But I thought that was funny. I wanted to kind of expose Mighty Ducks for a second there.
I never would have noticed that either. I mean, so the guy that plays Gordon Bombay, like Emilio Estevez, he actually played hockey, did he not?
It's a good question. The actor who played Gunnar Stahl in D2 was the only actor who had played hockey before appearing in the movie.
Really?
Yeah. So they had all stunt doubles and apparently shooting the wrong way.
Fuck.
Also, fun fact about Gunnar Stahl, another fun fact.
Isn't Gunnar Stahl like a photographer in like...
Is he? He's the guy in ice. He plays on Team Iceland, Gunnar Stahl. He's like their star player.
He's the only guy that ever played.
And he's the only actor who played prior. Funny enough, he had like long blonde hair in that movie. It's brown. He's in D3 Mighty Ducks, and he plays the goalie, the opposing goalie, the same actor. And he like pops the hood out. And he's like, "Great game, Gaffney." And she's like, "Thanks, Scooter." And they kiss at the end. Dude, also another fucking Mighty Ducks fun fact here. Did you know? So D2, go if you haven't seen this in a while, go rewatch this. Gaffney, the goalie, the girl. She comes into the team in D2. Do you know where she came from? The Bangor Rams. She's from Bangor, Maine, and played on the Bangor Rams. And they brought her in to be Team USA's goalie.
Team USA that wasn't even wearing USA J's.
Yeah. They wear the Ducks J's. We're Ducks.
Imagine the next Olympics. The jersey reveal is just a Mighty Duck as the USA jerseys.
Like, yo, we're taking the USA sweaters off. Boys, we're going to be playing with the Ducks because the Ducks fly together. And they're like, yep.
The flying V, they're just running.
In the third one, you'll see her. She's wearing a UMaine jersey, actually, in the first practice skate.
What movie was it when Bombay, like, sees Madonna on those boys? Is that the third one?
Or first, maybe even? I think it's the first.
It might be the first.
It is the first. They go to the North Stars game or some shit or something like that.
I actually have all the Mighty Duck movies. Like one Christmas, my dad gave me all three in like a collection.
I used to too. They're classics.
Yeah, until I found out that they don't know how to play hockey, right?
Yeah, yeah, we can't watch those anymore. Mystery Alaska, maybe. That's a gem of a movie.
Yeah, didn't you say you liked that over Miracle?
I did. I just thought it was more entertaining. It's not that I thought it was a better story. I just thought it represented like a hockey locker room better and the personalities better. Like,
well, Miracle's a Disney film, dude. Imagine if Miracle was an HBO film.
Exactly. That's my only complaint about Miracle is that it's too serious in the and it's too PG rated. Like a hockey locker room is R rated. People are talking shit. They're swearing. Like Goon, I thought represented a hockey locker room way better and more realistically.
No, I think they should. No, well, I don't think they should remake Miracle, but I think they should have made Miracle like
PG-13 or R.
Yeah, like that would have been sick. Like, well, there's interviews of like those guys saying that they were like getting hammered the night before they played the Soviets.
Really?
Yeah, like,
see, that's hilarious.
Rizzioni and stuff. They were getting, like, they were in like the rooms and they just went, they all were just chilling in one room and they were up till like 2 a.m.
That's a riot.
But yeah.
Before we wrap here, do we have any, do you have any good would you rathers, hard hitting questions or anything to send the people off with?
Oh, gotta go. This one's I've stuck with me since forever, but I don't think I asked this one last time, but this one is like a serious, like serious debater.
Really?
It's, would you rather teabag a bear trap or deep throat a cactus?
Dude, I feel like you're screwed either way there. Yeah. But I feel like if you ruin your throat, like you can't eat, you can't speak, you might even die. I feel like you have to teabag. But it's not a fun bagging. There are some fun baggings, and that's not one.
Flow bro baggins.
One last would you rather that I thought of myself actually the other day. It was not, it's not even like that hard of a question. I just feel like it's obvious, but I'm going to ask you in a would you rather form. Would you rather, when you go pee at a public setting,
yeah,
would you rather dry your hands with the hand dryer or the paper towels?
Oh, paper towels, dude. I had never been a... Dude, I've seen all that hand dryer stuff. I haven't used a hand dryer in my life once.
Dude, how fucking annoying are hand dryers in your ears?
They're annoying and they're gross, dude. They're nasty.
Like, it takes so long, for one. And two, the fact that they're just so annoying. Like, I would dry my hands with anything around me over using a hand dryer because of how annoying it is in the ears.
If there's no paper towel, I usually just, like, I'll just do... Like, I won't... It'll just be... I'll just have the hand dryer, like, rub them on my pants.
Just give it a little, like, flap over the friggin' instead of putting them in a dryer.
No, hand dryers are the worst. And I hate how, like, they don't... There's... Dude, paper towels are, like, slowly going away. Like, I don't see them that much.
Dude, it's less and less. You got to put your hand in this annoying-ass little slot, that like, the no-touch one. They think it's high-tech.
Do you see how gross those things are, though? Like, have you seen the videos of how...
They got all the germs on there. And the fact that they're just... They're killing eardrums. They're making people go deaf since day one. Who came up with that idea that, like... In 2022, you tell me you can't come up with a silent air dryer?
Yeah. You got silent cars.
Yeah, you got electric cars. You got
gun silencers,
hoverboards, and you can't silence an air dryer. Get out of here, God. Anyways, that was another episode of Sodas Are Owed with the boys. Yours truly, Pat and Wheels. Thank you for tuning in. If you're listening to this point of the episode, you are the best. We appreciate you, whether it be on YouTube, Apple, Spotify, Chrome, wherever. Chrome. I guess Chromecast. Yeah, those are a thing. You're the best.
You get any DMs from anyone? I got one DM. Someone DM'd me about the podcast, and I answered. This person was like, saw you on Pots. On Pots. See you on Pat's podcast. Good shit. At 5:24 a.m. No, yeah. And I was like, thanks. And then, yeah. Because I said I'd answer everyone.
Yeah. That's good, though. Yeah, we love that. We love these supporters. For the exclusive Q&As, we're going to be posting our first one this month. Hop over to Patreon. Also, ask the questions below, and we'll do that. I think that's all I have to say. Next episode will be in a couple weeks on Monday.
Yeah, I'll document my Strugs boots.
Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you on the next episode. Sodas. Sodas. Take a drag, I fit it in my lungs. Drop down like a monster.